979 The Kill, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there. Good morning.
Good morning. I got two kind of quick hits for us this go-round.
Right.
A six years of collection worth of lightning strike data was published in the Bulletin of the American Meteorological Society. Would you like to take a guess on which United States state sees the most lightning strikes per square kilometer?
I'm going to guess Oklahoma.
The United States sees 36.8 million ground strikes per year, with a grand total of 55.5 million strokes of lightning. So only about 36 million of those touched the ground.
Right.
And in 2023, Florida led the nation with 112 lightning strikes per square kilometer.
Wow.
Which, it's kind of cool that it's Florida, but it kind of also makes sense. Their position between the Gulf and the Atlantic, there's a lot of storms that pass over.
Fair.
There's some crazy weather systems that be happening
some
down there.
Some hurricanes in there.
You got some fairly flat land, not really messing around with stuff. It makes a little bit of sense, but I also, upon seeing it, I said pretty much what you did and guessed a somewhat Midwestern state, some of the tornado alley thing. And the whole reason that I found out anything about this is because I went to go see a movie and I learned that there's another Twister movie happening.
Yeah.
And I have never needed a movie less than Twisters.
Twister 2, Twisters.
When the preview was happening.
Hey, look, I bet people said that in 1986 about Aliens, and then it turned out to be pretty good. So we'll see.
Nothing would make me happier than for Twisters to be the Aliens of weather movies. I guess I need to check and make sure James Cameron isn't involved, because otherwise there's going to be a day one from Victor heading out to see Twister 2, Twist Harder.
That should be the tagline. It should be the subtitle, shouldn't it?
Also, like, why didn't you use the slowed down dramatic vocals, slow piano? Why didn't you do that with the twist? Why wasn't that in the trailer?
Come on, baby.
Yeah, it would
Let's
be amazing.
Do the twist.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
Yeah. Probably couldn't get the rights.
How much time is left in trends? Is there enough for me to do like something?
Yes.
Okay, cool, rad. Because I want to talk about physical media. We've talked about physical media here before. It's something that I personally really believe in, especially as we enter more and more of a digital download type of world. Lots of DRM software that I really, really hate. And physical media, I found out, is more popular in Japan than in the rest of the world. There are entire businesses that have ascended beyond cottage industries. Like, we have some cottage industries here that actually serve the Alamo Drafthouse a lot. There's a whole business that makes VHS tapes. Like, they buy the rights to print modern movies and TV shows on VHS, which are just kind of garbage printing rights that nobody really needs. And
right.
This company gets them for pennies on the dollar. And you can go rent a VHS copy of James Cameron's Avatar 2, The Way of Water at the Alamo. And I think that's pretty funny.
Avatars.
Know. Yeah, Avatars is actually what that is called. But I read through a thing on The Verge that talked about how physical copies of video games were 70% of Japan's video game sales in 2022.
Could say that.
Which, that is so much physical media, and the rest of the world's markets don't even touch that. I mean, 77% of Nintendo Switch games overall have been physical, and those are just little cartridges. And these numbers are literally flipped in the United States and elsewhere in the world. 70% of game sales on the PlayStation and Xbox are digital. For some reason, Japan is really, really focused on physical media when the rest of us are really leaving it behind. And I would imagine that that's probably going to pay dividends a little bit down the road.
I mean, we've talked about this. Like, the physical media is going to come back. It's just a question of when.
Yeah, I can't help but feel the same, especially when I try to look for things like older Pokemon games or even games that aren't as crushingly popular as Pokemon. I really like the Star Fox franchise, and trying to buy a Star Fox game in 2024 is nigh impossible unless I want to pay an egregious amount of money for a game that, even as a fan of it, is just okay. Like, it's it is painful.
An egregious amount of money for a digital copy, which then you don't even technically own. Like,
yeah.
It can get taken away at any moment if
just
they just decide.
At any point.
Tax write-off.
But I think that's fascinating, and I think that this is just another opportunity for me to stump here for a second of just, like, if you have the opportunity to physically own something, that's probably the better route to take.
You know what I've learned over the years? It is the most hilarious factoid that I have ever, like, randomly uncovered, and it is universally true. any Star Fox fan in the world, you can just annoy them to the ends of the earth by insisting that Peppy is a donkey.
Yeah, no, that produced a response in me. Peppy is not a donkey.
Peppy kind of looks like a donkey.
He does kind of, yeah. On like a tiny CRT television, but also he's so clearly a rabbit.
Rabbit who's a donkey.
Oh my, go away, cat.